The Two Brews in the Studio Show. The podcast.
One, two, three, four.
Salute, creative geniuses that you are. You're now tuned into the Two Bros in the Studio Show.
A podcast made by music creatives for music creatives.
That's right. I'm your co-host, the Beta Taylor, a.k.a. Hog Brogan.
And my name is Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. the Brilliant Professor.
That's right. Hey, creatives, new creatives.
Yep.
If you're not following us, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Bro Show.
At Two Bro Show.
That's right. And then scurry on over to SoundCloud. I said scurry, right?
That's right.
Beat your feet over to SoundCloud and follow us at Two Bro Show.
At Two Bro Show.
That's right. And then when you go on YouTube, and do go on YouTube.
Please do.
And search us.
Yeah.
The Two Bros in the Studio Show.
It's important.
And then you want to see two handsome faces.
That's what my mama say.
That's right. My mama said the same thing too. So, yep. And when you see our handsome face, you're going to see a subscribe button, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you see that subscribe button,
smash that.
That's right. And guys, leave your comments in the comment section. Let's keep this conversation going.
It's important.
Because it's possible that we might have left out something, or we could have expanded upon something. And I'm pretty sure you want to leave, you know, your two cents.
Or you just might have a subject that you just love to hear about explained further. You know, whether it's business or music, instrumentals or production. Let's talk about it. You tell us what you want us to hear, what you want to hear about, and we'll bring it to you.
Yeah. So we do have some goals for this year. We want to at least reach 1,000 subscribers. I think that's something real small because we think the content is uber dope, right?
On YouTube in particular, 1,000 on YouTube.
That's right. But even more important is that we're trying to save the careers of 100 music creatives out there.
That's what it is.
All right, 100. That's the goal right now.
We want to affect.
We're at zero right now. So how can we do this? Well, I don't know. Hit us up in the comment section. Slide in our DMs. Maybe you might have a problem, or you might have hit the ceiling in your career, or you just don't know where to go to in a career.
Absolutely.
You know what? Come holler at us, because we're not only the plug, but we're the socket too.
And it's not just us. You don't have to just take our word for it. We have amazing guests that come through every week to make sure you guys get ubers of great information. It's going to be everybody that's going to help plug into your career. So let's talk about it.
That's right. That's right. So look, yo, professor.
Sir.
So I got a shirt on today, right? And you read the shirt. It says 18 wins, one giant loss. If you don't know, I'm a Giants fan, right? And I brought this shirt out because right now the Giants are actually playing while we're in recording. And the last time we went to the Super Bowl was when we played the Packers, right? And we beat the Packers in... Right, and yeah. You know, we made history. We won the Super Bowl, we defeated Brady twice. But I just had to say that because I know there's a lot of Patriots fans out there that I just really want to piss off for the moment. And if you got something to say, man, leave that in the comment section, man. Let me know how you feel, man.
We're trying to get 1,000 people to subscribe, not throw hate mail. I'm just saying.
I mean, but you know, this is all good engagement and talk.
That's
you
true, man. That's true.
Yeah,
good point.
No hate involved, no shade involved, man. I mean, let's just text it out.
Let's see how that works out.
No Soulja Boy, Chris Brown beef, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yo, so we got an amazing show today. You know, I think we're gonna name this show like Jesus in the Trap.
Yeah.
And we got a dope guy that came through here, one of our good friends, CJ Blair.
CJ,
he's a founder of Got Gifts Outreach. This guy is a author, a speaker, a businessman, a preacher, and a youth advocate extraordinaire.
That's what it is.
This guy CJ does it all, man. I mean, for real, I mean, we kind of like have to roll the credits because he does a little more than that, but we're just going to stop right there.
We kind of have to. You can't be on the air forever.
For sure. Yo, CJ, man, yo, let's talk to the creators, man. Introduce yourself.
What's happening?
You can get right up on that mic, homie.
What's happening? What's happening?
There,
I'm right up on it.
There.
All right. There. All right.
So, look, let's talk to the creators. Let them know why you qualified to be on this show, because you are qualified. Let them know what you've done in your past and also what you're currently doing, too.
Oh wow!
All right. So give him the skinny version, right? Give him the skinny version, man. Give him the skinny version, bro. Give him the skinny jeans version.
I gotta qualify myself, huh? Okay. I don't know. I don't know what deems me appropriate to be on this show. I've done some things. I wrote a couple books.
Yeah.
I had a nice youth and young adult ministry. Assistant pastor at one of the fastest growing black churches in America.
Crazy.
When I was younger, currently now, and I'm doing a number of things, man. I've industry wise working with different individuals on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Different things with the NFL,
right?
Young people, school districts,
yeah.
You know, just doing different things. They label me a youth culture advisor.
Right. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that a thing now, or is that just something that they just threw at you because, you know, you're well versed in just about every area that needs to be addressed, especially when it comes to like our culture,
right?
Youth culture, hip hop culture, and because of the fact that you're able to dabble in on many aspects from
right.
you know, your experience, you know, being in the streets all the way up to the ministry side and all the way up to like the music side and pop side, so you understand pop culture and where the youth is headed. So I mean, that might be just a fitting title, bro.
It might be. I mean,
do you rock it?
It
do you
works.
Own it, or
hey,
what?
It works. It's my thing. I'm a youth culture advisor. So
I mean,
I've been discovering like everybody needs advice. Well, there's a lot of entities, sure. corporations, franchises, record companies.
Yeah.
Athletes that are going through personal situations.
Sure.
Young people in our communities that's going through situations that need advising.
Yeah.
I'm saying because the generation is the way it is, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first generation kind of where the parents and the kids are the same.
Mm.
You know?
Well, you talk about the same mentally?
Same.
Mentally?
Where we enjoy the same culture.
Sure.
Okay.
When I was growing up, you know, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Temptations.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I like Ice Cube.
Sure.
Two different cultures.
There you go.
But in today's terms, you know, mama like Lil Wayne, daughter like Lil Wayne.
Right.
You know, mama like going to the club, daughter like going to the club. Like they share the fashion.
Sure.
So there's no disconnect. But I think coming from that era where I seen the change flip or the things happen,
mm-hmm.
is that I'm the last of that, elder to peer,
right?
Parenting,
yeah. Respect. Now the parents want to be the kid's best friend.
Well, it's not so much as bad parenting. They're just doing. It's a different culture.
Okay. Yeah,
the cultures aren't the same. You know, we come from an era where our mothers were at least 25, 30 years older
for
than
sure.
us.
True.
Yeah.
You know, now we're in a culture where mothers is 15 years younger, or 15 years older than their.
And they turn up in the club with their kids.
So it's a little different, but we look at it and deem it as bad.
Right.
Or deem it as, you know, look at them poor parents. No, that's all they know.
Sure.
That's it.
So it's easier to deal with people when you don't demonize them.
Yeah.
First and make them, they're bad. We're us and they're them. And I think that's been kind of like the disconnect with the church and youth culture on the
man, bruh. I mean that discussion right there can go on for days, man. But I think you're right. It is one looking down on the other, not willing to accept them for what it is. Instead of looking at them, they refuse to look into what they're doing and what they're about. You know, and I think that's probably a lot of our problems nowadays, that we're so damn judgmental. We take things on the topical level instead of just looking into things. You know what I'm saying? So, and from there, if you're not looking into the problem, then you're not trying to solve the problem, or you don't care to solve the problem.
Yeah. You know, I found myself asking myself, do the optics match the outcome?
Okay.
Like, what are we doing things for?
You know, sure.
Are we doing it just for the look?
Right.
Or is there an outcome for this look?
Dang.
You dig what I'm saying? So.
Okay. All right. Scratch the head.
No. Because,
all right.
Dude, I mean, for real, that is a question that needs to be asked now, especially especially in this age where we're on social media all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see everybody pump faking. They living a life that they're not really living. So. What is
the optics? Everybody is running for the optics. Like, and we ran for the same thing. That's what I don't like about older people to younger people.
Right.
Like, I never wanted to be one of those old guys that just, these youngers don't know nothing. I never wanted to be that guy. They just dumb. Young people messed up. I never wanted to be that guy.
Right.
They not dumb. They just different.
Yeah.
And this generation is like, wait a minute. Why are we doing what we doing?
Yeah.
And what's the outcome of it?
Sure.
Like, the optics have to match the outcome.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like boxing in the UFC. Like, why the UFC is so thriving is because the outcome matched the optics.
Sure.
You're going to have a clear, defined winner.
That's right.
And you're going to know who won.
That's right.
Because you saw it.
That's right.
But we come from a generation of boxing where you can see the dude win and still lose. Where the outcome don't match the optics.
You talking about when it go to the score?
Yeah. It went to the scorecard for the judges, for business, for somebody was trying to get some money. We've seen those things. So this generation is like, nah, we ain't going for it. If it don't match, if the optics don't match the outcome, it ain't real.
Yeah.
So what they've been seeing with Church is like, wait a minute, I've been seeing these optics.
Yeah.
Week after week after week after week.
Okay.
But I don't see the outcome. So what y'all doing it for?
Wow.
You understand? Like, so why I gotta go in there every week? What I'm doing it for?
Wow.
When I don't get the outcome.
I understand that.
You see what I'm saying?
I get it.
So this is a very different generation because they've come up with so much outcome. We're different because we came up with the optics and the outcome didn't match.
And
we just accepted it.
Because if you ask, you got slapped in the head and said, because I said so.
Yeah, you don't question the preacher. You know what I mean? You don't question nobody. You know what I mean?
Right.
You shut up because I said so.
That's right.
You know,
our elder statesmen, we held them at such a high regard that we didn't even question them or we didn't even give.
If we held them at a high regard or not, if we feared them.
That's what it was.
There you go.
And what has happened is that fear is a poor motivator.
It is.
Because people going to stop being scared at some point. So then how you going to drive them? How you going to motivate them? You know what I mean? Then you move to reward. Well, reward is a poor motivator as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because then what happens when your daughter don't want the phone because she know you're going to take it away as soon as she get in trouble?
So then we're talking, we're cruising down the lane of what is more powerful, fear or love?
Love is always powerful because fear ain't real.
Fear ain't real. Exactly. Yeah.
The minute somebody ain't scared of you no more, hashtag Ronda Rousey.
Fear is a figment. Exactly. Fear is a figment of your imagination. With the UFC, like, a lot of people with Ronda Rousey, you were scared.
Right.
Yeah. So that had defeated you going in. You might have had the skill set to punish her.
Sure.
But soon as somebody wasn't scared, we seen what happened. No fear factor. When there's no fear factor, you can be and produce who you want to be in this world.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
With no fear. So if you got Jesus, if you're a Christian, then what you scared of?
Absolutely nothing.
What's the fear?
Well, you shouldn't be you're totally walking in your faith.
So somebody must not be walking in their faith, but they might be walking to church every week, though. Optics.
Oh, God. I don't see the point of that. I've always been open about that. I don't get the point of the ritual of going to church every day. If the personal relationship you got is null and void. I mean, as a child, I can understand to some extent because there's a foundation. There's a thing of planting a seed.
Right.
That can germinate later. But as a grown person, the ritual of, I get up every Sunday, put on my best suit and go to church so I can be seen. I don't get that. That makes literally no sense to me.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It varies. And there's different reasons why people attend church. And I'm one of those individuals that's like, you know what? I thought when you make a change of life, a life change, or you become a believer.
Yeah.
You go to church.
Yeah.
And that's what you do.
Yeah.
But nah, that's not what you do. Like, when you become a believer, right? And Jesus came and then you have a life change.
Yeah.
So your life changes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You become the church.
Exactly.
So I can't go to where I am because anywhere I go, I'm at church.
For sure.
You dig what I'm saying?
So that's the way it should be.
That's the way he said in the book. That's how I read it. So when you move into the institution, of church or the buildings or what we know mm-hmm. every Sunday.
Yeah.
You've traded in. I can't believe that Jesus came and died for that.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It makes no sense at all.
But now, you show up every Sunday as a ritual.
It can be.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
It can be.
It doesn't make any sense.
However, we go to the building,
uh-huh.
not to go to church, but you go to church to assemble.
And fellowship.
You can fellowship at home. Yeah. Like somebody asked me, why you go to church?
True.
Do I got to go to church to be saved? Nope. Right. Do I got to go to church to fellowship? Nope. Not if you're talking about getting with a bunch of other believers. Nah, you don't got to go to fellowship. You can fellowship with believers that live next door. You can, but I got to go to church to worship God. Nope.
True.
Because you can do that anywhere. You should be.
That's right.
The Bible says wherever two or more are gathered in his name.
Man, the Bible says you should worship him in spirit and in truth. Your life should be worship. You dig what I'm saying?
Let your light so shine. So
I ain't got to go to a building for that. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So why do I go to the building? To assemble.
To assemble.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there are other believers,
right?
Who are believing like I'm believing in faith, mm-hmm. and we are one body, fitly joined together. So as a kneecap, I'm complete in and of myself as a kneecap. But I ain't no good to fulfill nothing if I ain't connected to a leg,
right?
Connected to a thigh, that's connected to a hip. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when we look good at analogy. Church, it's assembling.
Mm-hmm.
You assemble those pieces from different walks to accomplish a greater goal in this earth on the behalf of Jesus. You dig what I'm saying?
I got you.
But people switched it and say, okay, now we're going to go here and we're going to give our money here and we're going to give all our talent and our service here, but they don't do nothing in the streets. So we got to make the streets an enemy and make us pure.
Damn.
Is that how the division is set up though?
Yeah, yes it is. Then they say that's called being sanctified when you're set apart from everyone else. But I don't see that mentality any different from the thin blue line the police talk about when they say it's us versus them. The truth of the matter
is
us is them.
That's what I'm saying. Like when Jesus, if we look at Jesus, like Jesus is like, wait a minute. I'm in the culture.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I ain't of the culture.
Right.
Like Jesus from the trap.
Right.
Like he is literally from the trap. People don't recognize that. But when you read the Bible, every time he stepped up, they was trying to disqualify him based off of where he was from. So they'd be like, can any good thing come from Nazareth? This is Jesus from Nazareth. So they look like when they hear where he's from, they're like, oh, can't nothing good come from there. They done already labeled him.
He from Montana.
he from around Trinidad. Can't nothing good come from around there.
Yeah.
But G's like, nah, because it's not about that attendance, behavior, dress code.
Yeah.
It's none of those things.
It couldn't be.
Right.
It can't be. So he said, listen.
It couldn't be. No.
He didn't have an ear. When he came, he like, yeah, I got an ear. If you got an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Right? Mm. But he's saying the same words to all the people, but all the people not hearing the same thing, though they're hearing the same thing.
Right.
So he wasn't speaking about, you know, a sower went out to sow a seed and if your ox fall in the ground, would you get it? He wasn't talking that just to be using them as analogies. Right. He was sent to an agrarian culture.
Mm.
Right.
So he used what they knew, you understand? But it communicated something different to those who had an ear to hear what the Spirit was saying.
All sure. right.
So I'm a believer. I have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, whether it's coming from Young Thug, Yo Gotti, or Yolanda Adams. It don't matter to me because I'm a hear differently because I got an ear.
So that's a good transition. We got to take a break really soon. But when we come back, what I want to get into is how the music industry has shaped thinking and thought and how that thought and that thinking and that process has shaped the music being created and that cycle that's been created because of that. And I want to dive real deep into it because, you know, second segment, that's where we're going to dive in real deep, right? So
let's go in.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Break.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy Tabari, aka The Brilliant Brofessor, and I'm here to tell you how you can get your music featured here on the Two Bros in the Studio Show Nation. It's real easy, just a few steps. first, make sure that you follow us on all of our social media. That includes YouTube, that includes SoundCloud. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, and make sure you link us on Instagram, because everything goes down on the gram. Number two, make sure you send a detailed email to twobrosshowinfo@gmail.com that has your music in it. Make sure there's at least three songs, clean preferably, and make sure that you put all the details in the email, like your social media, anything you want us to shout out or link up, so the creators know where they can find you and pick up your music. Number three, if your music is selected, you'll get a confirmation email by somebody here at the Two Bros Show team, and that email will let you know what episode you're featured on, and all you have to do is make sure that you promote that episode with everything you got on all of your social media. Make sure that you let the people know that you were featured on the Two Bros Show podcast. And that's it. Make sure that you tune into every episode each and every Monday, and make sure, creators, that you keep creating. Welcome back to the Two Bros in the Studio Show podcast. I'm your co-host, Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. the Brilliant Professor.
That's right. And I'm the other co-host, the Beta Taylor, a.k.a. Hog Brogan.
And we have with us today, CJ Blair. Getting it done. Hey, teaching us something we didn't know yesterday.
Yep. So we got to give CJ Blair a bro name.
Oh man.
Austin.
All right. So look. Everybody that come on this show get a bro name. Hey, Phil. You're going to get a bro name, bro, by the end of the day. We will give you three bro names that you can choose from, okay?
Yeah, bro.
You're going to get one, bro. You cannot be affiliated with this show and not have one, champ.
I ain't got nothing to do with my color, man.
No, we're not going to do anything. We ain't going to say CEC.
You should get real old, man.
Hey. Light-skinned brothers unite.
Chris Brown going to bring man, y'all back.
Hey, man, I know you light-skinned guys have a union, bro, and I don't want no parts of that. You know what I'm saying? Not often, dog. I fought a light skinned, but I don't consider myself.
You get along, man. Hey, you
I'm brown.
South,
I'm down south.
When I used to live down South Carolina, you light skinned down
there.
Yeah. I
never
thought I was white.
You're a red
boy. All right, so we go ahead and give CJ a bro name.
We got to come back to the bro name, because I don't see one that I like yet.
So hey, so look, creatives, we're running out of bro names.
We
right?
need some bro all names, right,
so,
people.
So what's taken is Bro Montana.
Bro Montana.
That's right. Yeah. What's taken is Bro Jackson.
Bro Jackson.
The Brilliant Professor. Uh-huh. Hawk Brogan. Uh-huh. Bobby Broche. Uh-huh. Gwyneth.
Pal Bro. Which was weird.
Okay, yeah. that was Mo Better's thing. Bro Better. Is mm-hmm. that what Mo Better was?
Yeah.
Bro Better. Also, what was DJ Flo's?
Oh, I don't even remember.
All right, so look, anyway, we're running out of bro names. So
yeah, we need some bro names.
We need some more bro names. Please drop some bro names in the comment section. But we're going to give CJ a bro name by the end of this day going second.
Yeah, by the end of this episode. Yeah. That's
what I'm saying. So look. Let's get back to what we was talking about, man.
It's important.
So, all right, so Jesus is in the trap, right?
Yeah, he's from the trap.
If Jesus is from the trap, who would he be listening to right now?
pull the mic closer to
me. So look.
You wrong Jesus for that.
Jesus is turned up, right?
I mean, he must have been.
He has to be turned
on
up.
On some level.
My question, before we even, well, we can talk about this later on, but we never heard any stories about Jesus when he was a teenager. But we'll talk about that later. But if Jesus was in the trap right now, who would he be listening to right now?
Who would he be listening to? Okay. Okay. So I see what you're trying to do. I see what you're, so let's would Jesus be listening to, let's say,
J. Cole
or Lupe? J. Cole or Kirk Franklin? Would he be listening to
Lecrae
or 2 Chainz?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Right.
That's what you're trying to get me at.
Let's go. What do you think it'll be?
Because Jesus.
We'll be in this iPod.
Because Jesus lives amongst the people.
And just let me throw this out there. He would have definitely had an iPhone. I just want to throw that out.
You're going to hear what the people hear. I think he would have had a Samsung.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Jesus is already the Son of God. He doesn't
Samsung. He does because he's the Son of God.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to blow up. He's already as big as he can get. I'm just saying. Jesus is the light of the world. He doesn't need to be lit. to be the light of the world. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
He said, G's don't need to be lit. You're already the light,
of the light of the world.
Yeah.
I don't know why you trying to set Jesus up for failure, but... Sips tea.
I would say Jesus would hear whatever the culture is playing.
That's true.
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, okay, it's there. You cannot move yourself just remove yourself from culture.
Yeah,
sure.
You dig what I'm saying? Now, sure, what aspects you play in the culture, mm-hmm, you know, what you agree with, what you don't agree with, what right, you act out based off of what you heard, is two different things from being a part of the culture.
Fair.
You dig what I'm saying? So when you look at, you know, Jesus would hear, if he was in this day and time, he would hear the same thing we hear.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But what would he hear when he hear it?
Ah, wow.
It's, you know,
let's talk about it.
It's the filter, dog.
Yeah, it is.
It's the filter. It's
straight
true. What are you hearing? Because when I listen to, you know, I listen to music for different reasons. You know,
okay,
I want to listen to Luther, whatever. I might want to make a dinner for my wife or something. It's going to move me in a different kind of way.
Right.
You know, I might want to listen to a gospel, which is deemed the appropriate music that a believer should listen to.
Right. Right.
I don't know who said that, but we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that. Okay. So I'm feeling spiritual. I'm reading my Bible today. You know, I want to meditate and calm my spirit. You know what I mean? Because it's how the music make you feel.
It is.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm going to do that day. But, you know, when I'm being 100 with y'all, mm-hmm, when I'm listening, when I'm in my bag,
mm-hmm,
so to speak, and I'm motivated and I'm out to make a deal or get my thinking cap on, get motivated, you know, not make excuses.
Right.
Slim, a Meek gonna move me.
Right. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
A 2 Chainz gonna move me.
Yep.
I got you. See what I'm saying? And not move me from the perspective of, you know, I just want to go kill everything and sell a bunch of drugs. Nah. It's from the perspective of, I hear something different.
Yeah.
Even though we're hearing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Because the ear that I have spiritually.
Yeah.
Causes me to be able to see what's regular for everybody else as something different for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when I hear him, you know, talking about I slung dope out of my grandmother's house and my Long Johns and I see where they are in life.
Right.
From where he came from.
Yeah.
Slim, you had to exercise faith.
Sure.
In order to keep pushing up through that.
That's right.
I'm sorry. That's the truth.
You dig what I'm saying? Yep. So Jesus didn't come to give us him to run us to a building. You dig what I'm saying? And we lock in here and this is what we do. No, he came that we might have life. And we're going to have to live life and outside have it more abundantly. Of Sunday.
And have that's it more right. abundantly, which seems right. more than
life
Sunday.
Life do goes on from Monday to Saturday.
So who are you then? Because if you're just a Christian on Sunday at church doing Christian things, or what's deemed as Christian thing,
right,
then who are you Monday? So Monday is like, listen, I'm a believer on Monday. I'm a believer on Tuesday. So I'm always the same.
Sure.
You dig what I'm saying? Sure. And I always hear different. So I don't. You know, I think Jesus was that type of individual.
Yeah.
You know, he told them dudes, he ain't telling them stop fishing.
Right.
He said, go a little further out, throw that joint on the other side of the boat, see what you catch. You know what I mean? Like, he could have been like, no, you shouldn't be doing those secular jobs. Let's go preach the gospel.
Rocco Iba.
You know what I'm saying? He like, nah.
Popping your mongoose and go door to door knocking.
But we see him. When you look at his life, Slim, we see he wasn't nowhere concerned with that aspect that we've made the end all be all.
Be all.
He wasn't concerned with that. You see Jesus in the temple 3 times through the whole book. You see him there 3 times. You always see him in the streets
out
with the
about.
People. Mm-hmm. That's why they going at him. All the religious leaders going at him.
Yeah.
Because he in the streets with these folks.
Which that's is interesting when you think
that's
about
right.
it. When
that's
you
right.
think
right.
about it.
That's right.
Because you're going to have a person like yourself who's going to get criticized by a bunch of people because you don't necessarily fall into the mentality that they had back when they were coming up through the same thing. But you bring up a great point. Jesus wasn't in either.
Listen, Slim, you find him 3 times when he like a youngin, like 13 or something like that. He in there. They say they lost him.
Yeah.
Like they left him there for like 3 days. They went the other way. Then they had to come back like 3 days. It ain't like you could jump in the plane and get back. You know what I'm saying? real life. See, you gotta listen to it like this.
Somebody's horse was mad in the mud.
Niggas dip from Brooklyn. They went from Trinidad to Brooklyn.
We locked them up at the bus stop. He was about to catch the X2 the last time we seen. We gotta go back and catch this joker.
They left him. They left him. So somebody was like, "Where Lil Jesus?"
Home
like, I don't know. I thought he was with y'all. So they go through, they don't find him, they go back. He up in the church or the temple. He up in the temple confounding the doctors. So then his mama like, "What have you been doing?" You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine? You ain't seen your kid in at least 6 days.
Yeah.
Mm. You thought he was with you. And then you come back and they like, "What in the world?" And he's sitting up in there.
I was about cooling, my father's business.
Chilling, talking cool. I'm about my father's business.
Done. Mm. You done know.
But guess what?
Bought me poop our business, you know.
You don't hear him no more for like 20 years. You don't hear from Jesus no more.
What is up with that, though?
He got punished. He was on a 20-year punishment. That's how you know he's from the hood. That's how you know he's from the hood, huh? You know I ain't laughing.
You was punished for 20 years, though.
You are grounded. You can't ground the Son of God. Watch me.
He been on punishment. We'll hear no more from him till he like 30, Slim. Till he 30, we hear from him. Then we get a 3-year ministry. That was a long punishment.
No.
That's how you know he from the hood. You know, ain't no hood mother. You know ain't no hood mother going let they kid be gone. And then this is the response you give me. I'm about my father's business. You little smart little. Jesus was a smart little. You one of them smart little youngsters from around the hood.
Had to be.
Slam, the Bible says that he has been tempted in every manner that we have been tempted, yet without sin. But Jesus was a baby who pooped his diaper. He was a toddler who learned how to walk.
Right.
He was a kid. You understand? He went through all those progressions.
Right.
That's why he can identify with us as people.
Right.
But he can also identify us that live in urban areas because he grew up in that. So that's why when he seen the religious leaders later on in life, he was like, "Hey, man, I know y'all. I live in the back of the temple.
Y'all look fugazi from my perspective.
Y'all doing this for the people. Y'all praying public. Y'all wear these vestures and all these outfits and all, but y'all don't do what you supposed to do if you was my father's children. You're not serving the people."
Right.
I know, because I've been living around here for 20 years. So guess what? I'm going to go get my mom. When I go get my mom, he went and grabbed local regular dudes, man, that nobody was messing with.
They
disqualified them because of the people he was dealing with.
Tax collectors, fishermen, and regular people.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think, you know, in this day and time, man, he would be dealing with everybody.
Mm.
Would he go to church on Sunday? You know, the other two times I seen him go to church, he went in there that one time. He said, "Hey," he read the scripture in their ear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in front of you." And they went off like, "What? Who? Nah." He like, "I'm him." And they tried to rush him and say he dipped up out there, Joe. He slid out.
Hey.
That's what it say. Read the book, man. Move?
What book is that?
Read the
spin move.
Read with the B button.
Man, read the B
stiff
button.
Arm.
He hit the B button and the R.
How you going to stiff on the priest? I'm just saying.
It say he slid up out there, Joe. He quoted it. They was like, "Who slammed me? We know you. You the dude who mother got pregnant, said it was by God."
Yeah.
She was married to Joseph.
Uh-huh.
He ain't hit.
At all.
Right? They was supposed to get married. She pop up pregnant. Then your cousin and them, you got a cousin named John the Baptist. His mother crazy too.
Right.
Because when she got pregnant, she was old. But his father stopped talking the whole time she was pregnant. And he out in the wilderness eating locusts and honey and all this. Y'all whole family crazy. And you the Messiah?
Yeah.
Come on, Slim. You know how people try to disqualify you because they think they know you.
Yeah. Wow.
They know your mother. You know, they know this and that about you. Jesus had to go through all that, Slim.
So let me ask you a question now. My goal in life is to become Christ conscious, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now let's get back like to the music side. Like, cause to me, it's like this. I have a playlist, you know what I'm saying, on Google. It's called, Turn Up For God. Hey, look, if y'all on Google, check my playlist out. It rocks. Trapping For God. There you go. Trapping For God. But anyway, it's a bunch of turn up stuff. So I got like, Lecrae, Tripley, what's the dude named I love now? Christian, something. can't think of them right now. But when I'm in a certain space, I'm just like you. Mm-hmm. I'm just like you. When I'm in a certain space, I'm dealing with something. I'm just coming out of meditation or what have you. Then I put on something that move my spirit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In a certain direction. You know what I'm saying? That can give me some that could push my affirmations along. Mm-hmm. You know, and then if I'm on a road trip, man, I got a playlist for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The best of what I got, you know what I'm saying? Your 2 Chainz, your Meek Mill, so forth and so on. You know, but I think some things that I look for in music for real, I don't deal with a lot of, like, in my playlist, what I have on my playlist is pretty much, it's concept and stories because of the fact that I grasp for something that I can relate to my daggone self to help me, you know what I'm saying, deal with something or put my mind in a certain perspective. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in a situation where I'm thinking about this show and how to move the show forward, then I just go straight instrumentals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Was just straight instrumentals. Now, back to the church side of things, man, it seemed like the newer generation it seemed like they're separating themselves from, you know, your regular, I guess, from being religious.
Yeah.
From being religious. So, how is you've been in and out of the church and you deal with, you know what I'm saying, the youth on the street level. And then also you deal with, you know, some established, well-established, folks in the church too. Like, how are they battling with that? Because now when I go to church, you know, especially like FBCG, but compared to Zion, there is a huge gap and I do understand why.
Right. Man, I always say, man, Jesus ain't, I don't capitalize off of Jesus. Like, I don't
right.
have the, I do capitalize. Let me stop that. I don't have the.
Hold on, clear that up.
Yeah, I don't have the end all be all on Jesus.
Right. Okay.
You dig what I'm saying? Right. Nobody does. Like,
sure.
Jesus gave all of us a portion of himself.
Right.
And a portion of his ministry.
Right.
Now, you 55 plus and you came up a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
And for you to get Jesus, it comes in the form of a suit, a tie, an organ, a long dress, something on your head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Right.
That works for them.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
This generation is not that generation. Yeah. So say this is the only way, and if y'all ain't that, y'all ain't saved, that's different. So what you're seeing now with guys like Keith Battle or Tony Lee, you know, jokers that really broke through the mold. Now you gotta think, them was 10, 15 year ago molds.
Yeah, exactly. Broke.
They 10 years, 15 years in as pastors.
That's right.
You dig what I'm saying? But it's a new generation that came up, man, and you know, it wasn't no Instagram, wasn't no Facebook, wasn't none of that when we were doing ministry.
Yeah.
Now you have all that here and you're going to try to make them or force them into this way of learning or this way of receiving Jesus.
Yeah, because everything is moving so daggone quick right now in the world. So like, what does like today's ministry look like or what it should look like?
It should be what he said it was. It should have never changed. If the Bible say there's nothing new under the sun and if it say Jesus is saying yesterday, today, forever.
Right.
Then where all the changes and the switch ups happen? Jesus came that we might help other individuals, turn them on, give them a plug on what's really good. You know what I'm saying? I ran into this dude.
Right.
I was doing this. He gave me a better quality of life. And this is what you need to do now. Sow and help in the lives of individuals and be a help and a contributor to people and let them know all this that you think is permanent is not.
Yeah.
Don't forfeit eternity for that which is temporary.
Yeah.
Now go on with your life because we still got to live amongst Young Thug and J. Cole and all that joke. Sure, but you going to hear different now that your ears been open.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why I got to stay over here in my corner?
Right.
I knew this one young lady who truly believed that as a Christian, you shouldn't listen to anything secular. So she wouldn't even go into the mall because when she went into the store, sometimes they would play the radio.
That's bondage.
Ain't it though?
I can't see it any other way.
That's bondage.
Ain't it though?
But he came to set the captive free. But that's bondage.
But I heard a long time ago that bondage is comfortable.
That's in a different component.
That is a different component, but that is that same.
But it's real.
It's a real component, and that can be expressed in different lanes.
Rewind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ever like?
I'm lost on that one.
Bondage is comfortable because it don't cause you to move.
Yeah,
it causes you to have to accept what it is, and you make peace with that.
Yeah,
dig what I'm saying? Like, it makes you lazy.
Yeah, I don't get the concept of that because
like when you locked up. You ever seen an individual that's institutionalized?
Mm-hmm.
He locked in that mentality.
Right.
So even when he get
bondage,
out.
So even when he get out, he still got a bondage mentality. Because it's comfortable. Very true. You dig what I'm saying? It don't require no new thinking. It don't require no new strategies.
Exactly.
It just require you to do what you've been doing. You know, my parents talk about that all the time. Like, you have to think. God was a thinker.
Right.
He thinking he spoke, and what he spoke, there it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But right.
If you don't get no new information that's going to require new thinking, you're not going to say nothing new. So you're going to always have what you have, which is bondage.
Man, that hurts.
Because it's comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss?
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
It's all the same concept.
Yeah.
It's all the same concept. So you got to get new information. I go to church, Spirit of Faith Christian Center.
That's right. I'm going to have to check that out.
Dr. Michael A. Freeman. Dr. D.D. Freeman. Yeah, Daniel Temple Hill. One, two, that three. Temple Hill.
Yeah.
You know, but push.
Well, if we shouting out hoods.
Hey, look, I was living in Curry Hill right down the street from that jump.
Yeah. What's up, Reed Temple AME North location? There it is.
Well, we shouting.
Matthew Watley.
Yeah, you know what it is. Now, let me tell you. Man, let me tell you.
We throwing up hoods.
We throwing up sets.
Reed Temple. What's up?
Shout your hood.
Matt Wiley,
baby. Lee P. Washington, baby. You ain't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about my hood.
Oh, Matt's a good dude. Like, but Matt was another. Like, all that's come up together.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean? Me, Tony, Chief Battle. Like, these are guys I was doing ministry with when Jokers was youth ministers. We was all youth ministers around the same time. We all had vision. We all took the first hits.
For
you know,
sure.
We're doing stuff out the box with gospel go-go's and changing the music and putting the rap on it and all those type of things.
Yeah.
Because of the ministry we had, we was going in the clubs, going in the hoods. We was going, not inviting people to come. Let me say that again. We was going,
right?
Not inviting people to come.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? This is a generation. We, church always inviting people to come.
For
to
sure.
Come. But Jesus didn't say, he said, go.
That's right.
Fishes of men.
Go get them.
Let your light so shine.
You'll be a surprise. It'd be a surprise who show up, though.
So it was different. You know,
it
was just a different time frame. It was a different era. But now in this day and time, man, it's like we have moved to a place where we have to infuse inside the culture.
Well, let's talk about it. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're going to jump right back into it. Break. You know, going into 2017, we're going to do something a little different for you guys. We're going to celebrate the producers a little bit. And just in case you wanted to know, yes, both the hosts of the Two Bros in the Studio Show podcast are creators themselves and producers. And this beat right here is our very own Vader, a.k.a. Hulk Brogan's beat. And in 2017, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to make sure we showcase our producers. Yes, producers get a chance to shine in 2017. And the same things apply. First, we need to make sure that you're subscribed on all of our social media. That includes YouTube. That includes SoundCloud. Make sure you follow us on IG and on our Twitter account. Make sure that we can find you and we know you support us so we can support you back. Number two. Send a detailed email to twobroshowinfo@gmail.com that has your beats in it, that tells us a little bit about yourself, that it also includes your social media links. Please don't send me a blank email with a bunch of tracks in it. I don't know what to do with that. Make sure you give us everything we need to do to make sure that we can properly showcase who you are, because we want to make sure each creative in the nation knows about every other creative in the nation. Number three. If your music is chosen, you'll receive an email confirmation from someone at the Two Bros Show team letting you know that your music was chosen and will be featured on a specific episode. Once you know what that episode is, we're going to need you to market and promote that episode all throughout your social media. And that's it. Make sure you stay tuned to the Two Bros in the Studio Show Nation and make sure that you keep creating.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Creative Geniuses. I am your co-host, Nevada Taylor, a.k.a. Hawk Brogan.
And my name is Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. the Brilliant Professor.
That's right. We got CJ Blair right here on the couch.
Getting it done.
That's right. And we've been going in. You know what? I think we're going to get some feedback from this. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. You know, I'm waiting for the feedback. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe that this is definitely a conversation that we should be having. You know what I'm saying? Jesus in the trap.
Jesus in the trap.
Jesus in the trap.
Sound like a song.
That sounds like a song, right?
It, not only does it sound like a song, it sounds like a play, and it sounds like a book.
I need that intellectual property. Can somebody please lock that down? Jesus in the trap.
That's right. That's, Jesus in the trap. Hey, matter of fact, we're going to have to get William Jolie on top of that and lock that actually, in right now.
Actually.
Like ASAP.
Yeah, I need
Will, you listening to this. I know you listening to this, bro. Let's get the paperwork flowing on that, man, so we can lock it down ASAP-arello,
chat. All right, here we go.
That's right, and bring it to fruition.
Jesus in the trap.
Jesus in the trap.
Yeah.
Hey, could that play be like...
it's going to be real.
Churches?
It's going to be real.
Can we actually take it to like real institutional church?
You can take it to my church?
I'm pretty...
My church like that.
Right.
It's real faith like that.
Right.
We had service today called the Echo Service, right?
What's that about?
It's all young adults. All young adults, like the youth pastor, Pastor Kevin Borders.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mike Daughter.
Okay.
Like they run the joint, the little service. Slim, but it's off the chain. Like it's off the chain, Slim.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna have to slide through there, man. So you said it's 6:30 service?
6:30. I go to 6 o'clock service on Saturday nights.
Right? Okay.
Up Ellicott City.
Right.
Or, like, for this audience, for, like, this broadcast right here, for all your listeners, all them thousands upon thousands of jokers y'all got.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Send them to the Echo Service, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Every Sunday. It's a late service.
It's
a turn-up, though.
So they can stream it, too?
They can stream it as well.
Now, that's what's up.
Yeah, they can stream it.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Matter of fact, before we leave, make sure we get that link so we can post the link into the SoundCloud and also the YouTube.
Absolutely.
So they can click on to that. You know,
yeah, it's definitely it's church for this generation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
You got your traditional things in it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because all tradition ain't bad.
Hey, yeah, right? No.
You know
what I mean?
Right. Religion is bad. Tradition ain't bad.
Religion is
bad. But from a traditional perspective, they have a young choir and a praise and worship team and things of that nature, but it's different. Right. The feel is different. The music is a little different. And the message, like I heard a message today and dude talking about the iPhone. Pastor Kevin talking about the iPhone and updates, and it made sense to this generation. There were some old people that are like, what? What is an update?
Yeah.
Because when you was using the phone, it was a rotary jump. You were still spinning the thing. You not gonna like to go to that service. But guess what? I ain't never spent no thing. I've been touching buttons and screens since I've been around. You trying to force me to turn the thing. Nah, can I get my own service? I've been coming to your service. I've been coming to your service since I've been knowing Jesus.
Sorry, sir. This service is not for you.
Nah, can I get my service, man? Talk about something makes sense to me, man.
Right.
I ain't mad at it.
So that's how that was. So the music is different. You know, the music, it's a cultural experience, man. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I suggest y'all catch it, man.
Yeah. Hey, so look, now, I see that you like the reflection in music nowadays, especially dealing with, you know, the believers, man. Everything has like shifted, you know what I'm saying, a little bit. So, you know, some artists get the flack that, you know, they ain't got enough Jesus in their music. You know what I'm saying? Then you got some artists that just feel that, you know, they have enough inspiration to push people to the word or speak of the word or speak in the spirit of. And to me, I think that's more acceptable than, I don't know, your traditional, and this is me.
Yeah, I feel that.
I, your traditional music, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're, and I know people want to go on me for this, you know, your wine and so forth and so on. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't preferably listen to them, you know what I'm saying? Because it don't speak to me. Uh-huh. It might speak to my parents.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it don't speak to me anymore, you know?
Well, you this is what's funny to me. Even when you think about guys like the Winans or families like the Winans or the Clark sisters, the Hawkins family, like all those pioneers of gospel that we call the pioneers of gospel music.
Sure. Right?
when they was doing what they was doing, when they started doing it,
it was cutting edge.
The
too.
Church was ridiculing them.
Hey, true, yo, very true.
For a second, car just filled up on me. Keep it rolling.
But you know what I'm saying? The church was going at them like that music, like, oh, happy day. Like, they sing that now, like, it's the great gospel. Yes. Right. But Slim, when the song came out, they was going off. Yeah. Like, the church was screaming, like, Bloody Mary.
I believe it, though.
Real life. So I believe it. Let's not make the mistakes of our fathers.
Sure.
And do the same thing that they did to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By saying, this ain't ready. No, Jesus has been the same.
Right.
You still gotta confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And that's you gotta receive him, you know, grace through faith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You still gotta have faith. You can't eliminate the foundations or the tenets of Christendom, what I want to say. You know what I mean? Of being a believer in Jesus Christ.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? You can't change those foundational things. However, it has evolved.
Yes, it has.
And you can't get mad at the people now in their generation because their beats a little different.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the way they sing in the songs is a little different.
Right.
Because culture evolves and we last. If Jesus' message stopped with the message that he gave to jokers and carriages and horses in that time frame, it would have never made it to where we are now. Right now.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to ask the last question again. His camera stopped because the car got full.
Oh, okay. I mean, we can continue to move on because we got, we can talk more.
That's what happened.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So look, check this out.
Okay.
Now, I remember one time I was up in Love. Yeah, it was, I wanted, was it Love? It was a Love?
Dream.
Dream. I'm sorry. Yeah. Dream.
I was in there.
Loving the Dream. All that is a big haze to me, that whole time period. And I remember listening to Mary, Mary, God and Me.
In the club.
In the club, man. In the club. And I'm saying, look, I had my drink. I'm trying to remember the DJ that played that, man. But I'm at the bar and I'm up there looking at, you know, looking at some chicks. Checking the whole scene out, right? And then that joint dropped. Boom, boom, boom. And I was like, what? Hold up. Should I put my drink down? You know, I'm looking around like, damn, man. You know, my whole perspective of, well, my whole being at that time, man, I was like looking like, man, I shouldn't be drinking right now. Man, that's I'm looking at these females a little too lusty right now.
Because God is God. Everywhere you go, the spirit. If you got that spirit, listen, if you got the spirit of God in you, I don't care where you are, you're going to recognize his voice when he's talking. You know what I mean? So people have a problem with, some folks have a problem with, say, Murray Murray or other artists' songs being played in the club.
Right.
Right? Okay. But you don't have no problem with the gospel musicians in your service that's playing keys and notes and little parts of songs that jokers listen to in the club.
In the club, that's right.
Like, come on, man, stop.
The first lady walking, isn't she lovely?
I see this, yeah.
Okay, that wasn't meant for church.
Nah.
Just keep it 100.
Listen.
Keep it 100.
I ain't talking about is she lovely, Slim. I'm talking about bars, four bars of... We bees in the trap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Bees
so
in the trap.
I got trap. More, I got more, quote unquote, Murray Murray being played in the club look more like Jesus to me than musicians in the church playing secular music.
Fair.
That has nothing to do with Jesus. Fair. That's just
that,
me
and
though.
And that's real because I'm gonna tell you what. Well, one, when I heard that and I dropped my drink and I stopped, you know, looking at chicks the way I was looking at
you were still
them.
Looking I mean, at them the way you
right.
stopped laughing.
No. Not when that song was on. And in fact, I'm looking around like, man, can Slim throw something else on? Because Shorty overhead, I'm eyeballing, man. I mean, we had a little connection going on here.
Go he oh, you killing my vibe?
Man, oh, you just killing my vibe. So when he smashed on, so when he smashed on Laffy Taffy, then we got back to the business.
Drink got picked back up. Okay, here we go.
But okay, but look at this. That's why I say it's not a heart connection. Because look at this. How many jokers go to church and catch eye contact with a chick and wind up smashing that?
Very true.
So it
if your heart ain't right and you haven't received that in your heart, as a person.
Sure.
That's why it has nothing to do with where you attend. Because you go there every week do not mean that you ain't freaking out both sides of your drawers, man.
Ain't that the truth?
But I know people that don't go there every week, but they received a real Jesus and walk that and implement that and live that in their life.
Yeah.
So what's what?
Right.
I'm just glad that I happen to go to a church. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, shout it out
shout
again.
Shout your set.
Let me shout my set. I don't even go to a church. I'm so happy that I have received that I am the church.
Right.
And I go to a local assembly called the Spirit of Faith Christian Center, one church, three locations. Hey, we got
a
6 o'clock. Hey. We got a 6 o'clock up there, we got a morning down there, we got an echo service. So if you went, what's
Sunday?
So why
you still plugging? Tell them how they can log on and when to log on.
Yeah.
This is what you do. if you go to Bliss Saturday night and you catch your guy or whoever in there, you catch a turn up, right?
Yeah.
You can get home in time to sleep in.
Yeah.
Get the hangover off you.
Right.
Get the hangover off you.
That's right.
Wash up, get the pack smell off you.
That's right.
And catch the echo service at 12 o'clock at the Spirit of Faith, where you're going to hear some real word. You understand what I'm saying?
At the 12 o'clock service, in a manner, turned up anyway, though, for real.
I just like to see God going into different places, doing different things. And I like to have a church where I can invite some jokers from the neighborhood to come here.
Yeah, hey,
come on over here, Slim. Let me get you this life that you looking for. Cause what you looking for Lil Wayne to give you, or what you looking for Kodak Black and them to give you, they lying to you, first of all. Cause
absolutely.
You can't kill that many people
real talk.
On absolutely. Record That's and right. not go to jail.
That's right.
And first of all, Lil Wayne, first time I seen you, you was about 11 jumping on a pissy mattress in the Hot Boys video. Y'all remember that?
Hell yeah.
You don't remember that?
I remember that.
So when did you become this killer and you were selling all these drugs and you was a blood? Because the only person you shot was yourself.
Absolutely. There you go.
But you got these 14, 15-year-old, 16-year-old youngins in the hood believing that. That's all they hearing. Because Wayne come to the hood. His CD come to the hood. Right. But here you are sitting with the gospel, sitting with the real truth of Jesus, and you don't never go there. And then blame them because they don't want to come where you are because they see the hypocrisy. So if I done ran into Jesus and like, he really good for your life, Slim, it ain't the white dude that you thinking about with the blue eyes and the head.
Right.
It ain't got nothing to do with no suits and no ties.
Right.
Younger, let me tell you about somebody who can navigate you and maneuver you out of them situations.
That's right.
So you can have a life more abundantly. You know what more abundant mean? It mean more than enough.
For sure.
So if you struggling and broke, busted, and discovered, you don't even have enough. That ain't the life that Jesus came for you to have.
Yeah. And we was talking off camera about, and we can address this. When you mention the word abundance, you know, that could be subjective to a lot of folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? That could be subjective to a lot of folks. I mean, abundance could be just, you know, having a rent paid and still having some dollars left over, which that's, to me, I still think that that's still bondage.
Hey.
Right. So
I don't know. Like, I like some things, you know what I mean? I just, from what I come from a different lifestyle. Like, I had bread since I was like a teenager.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just getting to the money. I'm like, you know what? I ain't even gonna do school because it's in the way of this money.
Right.
But I done had all the money and still not had no substance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've had a more abundant life with less money than I had when I was selling drugs. You dig what I'm saying? Like, my life now is so fulfilled and it's so abundant, but I don't have the money like I had when I was selling crap.
I mean, is it because you feel that, you know, you really found your purpose and you were actually walking in your purpose?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for real, that's when, to me,
I believe that's when you really start living and once you make that commitment, like, yo, I found my purpose and now you're committed to walk in that. That's when you really start living.
You know, somebody asked me, what do I do? And I say, man, you know what? I get paid to be CJ.
Yo, ain't that amazing?
That's the greatest
Slim,
thing ever.
I get paid.
That's the greatest thing ever.
I live off of being me.
That's the greatest thing
the
ever.
The real me. Who right. God made me. You dig right. what I'm saying? Like, Slim, right. you, I ain't your conventional preacher, teacher.
Yeah.
I ain't your conventional street guy. Like, I'm a street guy that
sure.
understand theology. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a theology right. guy that got relationships with major players in the street. Like, that's CJ.
Right,
and God,
right.
in his infinite wisdom, has navigated me to a place where I can live off of who I really am. And yeah. we see the challenges in our communities with young people
yeah.
and with just people in general trying to be something that they're not.
Right.
And it's causing a lot of young people to die. It's causing young people to lose their lives, not have a respect for other people's lives. Slim, when you get in your purpose and you find out who you are and right. what you're supposed to do, Slim, it's the most fulfilling thing in the world. You dig?
Wow.
I mean, it's the Jesus.
Hey, so look, real quick, man, because I know there's a lot of creatives out here that feel that they are trying to find their purpose, trying to find their voice, you know what I'm saying? Trying to find that path, you know what I'm saying? For them to walk down. Like, where were you at when you were activated? When you actually found your purpose and you figured that, yo, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I was born to do. I got confirmation and now I'm going to go ahead and walk.
I was at the Spirit of Faith Christian Center, one church, three locations.
Man, this no, guy set tripping nah, nah, over nah. here, man.
He's throwing up gang signs. Did you check it? Did you check it? One church, three locations.
He did. That's why I had to check him.
No, real life. I was like, I did ministry a long time. You know, I've been in this thing going on 20 years now.
Right.
Right. I done did it in every way that they said it was supposed to be done.
Right.
You know, I done did the suit and the tie.
Right.
I done had the collar on.
Right.
You know, I done been at the black church, the white church, the holiness church, the AME church. I done been at all them junk. No church, nothing.
Right.
But when I got with, I knew I was going to do it with young people and things of that nature. I knew sure. that. But it's a progression in church. You go from a believer to a helper, from a helper to maybe a director,
right,
to a youth pastor, to an assistant pastor, to a pastor. That's a progression. Right. I didn't know you could be used by God and not have to be any of those things because you could just serve people.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? So
right.
I got in my purpose. When I got with Pastor Mike Frame. I got with Pastor Mike and he was like, look, what you doing? You know, uh-huh. he seen a picture of me on Instagram. with a collar on.
Oh.
Right. I had a collar on and the chain and everything, right? Like, you know, it was a Sunday picture. So he like, you know, what's up with this picture? And I don't know what picture he's talking about.
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know, well, maybe he seen one of them Jones from down.
When he was getting it in.
I'm like, caught hey, you. Maybe he seen one of them
backslide
Jones.
Backslide
Naya. Maybe he caught one of them backyard shows late night or something. I don't know. But
in front of the airbrush backdrop.
So I caught the picture. He showed me the picture. Like, what's this? And I'm like, huh? Like, it was a communion. I was trying to be obedient. He was like, man, that ain't you.
Sure.
That's real.
I said, huh? He said, man, that ain't you, man. He said, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Use right. the gifting and the calling and be who God called you to be in the earth.
Yeah.
And Slim, it freed me up because I kind of knew I was right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I always felt that way. I always felt right. restricted by those parameters of the four church walls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I didn't know how to be used by God right. any other way than in sure. that capacity. And yep. Pastor Mike freed me up, man. And
well, check it out. I know a lot of cats probably feel the same way you feel in the creative community. Let them know how they can find you and let them know, you know, where you might be. Go
man,
ahead. And
catch me on, what I'm on, Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on the gram.
CJ Blair. _speaks CJ Blair _speaks
right
on Instagram,
Facebook, because you be going live CJ just about Blair, every day.
I'm going live now. CJ Blair on Facebook, just hit me. And then what was the other got _gifts_outreach to see what we're doing in the community. You can also yep. go to my website www.gotgiftsoutreach.com. Again, that's www.gotgiftsoutreach.com.
Dang, did y'all count all those W's?
Yeah. That's that Jesus level W.
You know, so that's what I'm doing, man. Right now, I'm in schools, you know, of course.
Gotcha.
Doing what we're doing with the schools, man.
Gotcha.
Just pushing. I appreciate y'all, man.
Man, hey, definitely. No, 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 we appreciate you.
Hey, dude. Yep. I'm sorry, we got to cut this short, but we got to bring you back, Chan.
Absolutely.
Like, we ain't even get it. We ain't go deep, for real, for real. We ain't go into your Trump prediction. We ain't talk about all that. You got to come back on here.
We should do Trump inauguration.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Let me come back to inauguration show, because I'm going to tell y'all some things.
All right. Let's pin that in.
Nah, let's do that. Let's do that.
All right. We got the return of CJ. By that time, we have a bro name for you, Chan.
Yeah, that's true.
Give me a name, man.
Huh?
Give me a bro name.
We're going to come up with one.
We got to get you a good one, too.
Yeah, we had to give you a good one, though.
Yeah, we got
to
get you a good one.
I'm going to tell you, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
Man, definitely.
Appreciate you, too,
man. Platform with me. Yeah. I really appreciate you.
Hey, man, this is what it's here for, Joe. This is what we built this, Chan.
Man, how my followers get to y'all?
Well, look.
Oh, man.
Then your followers can check us on SoundCloud, Two Bro Show.
At Two Bro Show.
That's right. Or they can go over to YouTube at Two Bro Show.
Two Bro right Studio Show on YouTube.
Uh-huh. That's right. We got 23 weeks straight, you know what I'm saying, of
content
for music creatives.
Yep.
That's
see
right.
Y'all got a nice little liquor sponsor too, Say.
Hey.
That's right. Shout out to Double Cross, man.
Shout out
to
Double Cross.
Believe in us, man. I mean, they keep the conversation turned up, but
let's go.
You know, we drink responsibly over here too, like water. You should.
I'm drinking water.
That's right. And CJ, that is water.
That is water. It is water.
It is not Double Cross.
That's water. It is
water. But yeah, hey, creatives, look, check out this episode. I know this has been a very lit conversation. I don't know how you're going to feel about it, but let us know how you feel about it in the comment section.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. And creatives, keep creating.